Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. Andy and Randy off today, back in this time slot tomorrow. John Fricke taking you to 2 o'clock, 404-726-0929. Couple of topics for you to weigh in on here, and you are a guest on the program again. When you come into the program, you're a guest, so we can disagree without being disagreeable. Don't be Richard. And if you want to do a drive-by, you can. Prefer that you wouldn't. The Braves are a topic because fans were saying, we're back, after what I think was, from start to finish, the best performance of the year last night in a game last night, in taking the second game and thus the series from the Mets. Also, Hawks fans, the Hawks making big hires, Anse Soleil hiring Bryson Graham and Peter Dinwiddie to round out the front office. Are they going to be making a big move Wednesday? The draft is Wednesday night, and the Hawks have picks 13 and 22. What do you think they're going to do between now and then, if anything? I'm just kind of curious as to what you think they might be in the process of doing. I think they're just going to draft 13 and 22. But you may have a different idea, which, by the way, there's no wrong idea here. If you have a sense of something, you can certainly weigh in on that. You can always talk football. Garrett, I have a question for you. In every sport, there's always like that team that's the best team that's never won a title, right? It's always like the golfer who's the current best golfer never to win a major, right? Yeah. There's always that dude, right?
Sure.
So, like in college basketball, everybody knows that the best, it's obvious. What's the best school that's never won a national title? Well, that would be Gonzaga. Mm-hmm. You know, we all get it, right? In college football.
Oregon?
Yeah, probably. Texas A&M, yeah, all right. In college baseball, yeah. College baseball, it's Arkansas. Because they were Arkansas-ing again.
The way they did it last night, too, that's heartbreaking. Jeez, like you drop a fly ball. I understand it's a hard hit line drive or whatever, but you should make
it ricochets off you,
and then you score two, and the LSU scores two runs. Oh, it's just the worst way to lose a game. Good for LSU.
I mean, I know it was stung, but man, Arkansas-ing again. They've been to the World College World Series 12 times, no title, 12 times.
Mm-mm. Oh, we got an SEC team back in the finals, unsurprisingly. But the Chanticleers, Coastal Carolina has won 26 straight games, by the way. 26 straight games. That's crazy.
Yeah, and the SEC could really use it because, you know, they were kind of a, you know, for all the greatness and everything, they flamed out pretty bad in Yeah, they did flame out pretty. They only got two teams to Omaha, dude. And they played each other last night. Mm-hmm. I mean, so.
But they could still win a title.
Oh.
And then everyone will forget. Everyone soon forgets.
Yep. And, you know, it's good for Rocco's. There's a joint in Omaha that sells Jell-O shots, and LSU always wins it. So all those LSU fans buy. That place makes, I bet they make, I'm not kidding you. I think they make close to $1 million every College World Series on selling Jell-O shots. $1 million. One bar. You think I'm, no, go look at the, like, Google the board where, you know, LSU's probably up to like 25,000. It's $5 a shot. So there, LSU is like in for buck and a quarter, buck and a half, just LSU. It's a lot of jello shots.
I love a good jello shot. Underrated, very underrated. It quickly went from overrated. It was the thing that everybody always wanted to do, and now it's quickly become underrated. I haven't had a jello shot in like 2 years. It's crazy.
Oh, wow. I haven't had one in like, I don't think I've ever had one. But oh,
really?
Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe
live a little, John. Come on. Live a little.
I don't do alcohol. I mean, wine.
You have red wine. And you're
yes,
red
I'm
beers.
A wine drinker. And occasional red beer. Right. And once a year when I go up to the lake, in which will be next month, when I go see my dad, when we get up to the lake, I'll have a, it's the only time I day drink, because I don't like to day drink, I'll have a Bloody Mary or two.
Well, bring up a, well, that's made with the same stuff, so bring him a jello shot. You guys can do one together.
Yeah, okay. This man's going to be 90. I don't think, he just needs shots. Okay. Chief is with us, 404-726-0929. Are the Braves back? What are the Hawks going to do? And whatever happens to be front and center for you. Hey, Chief, what up?
Hey, John, how you doing, brother?
Good, man.
Hey, I got two quick takes for you. Hey, what do you think about taking that number 13 pick and 22 pick and maybe a player or two and go get Jaylen Brown from the Celtics?
Well, again, you have to have somebody if they want to trade him. I mean, we could sit here and talk about, well, what if you take 13-22, you know, Zachary Risa, J. Jalen Johnson, and trade it for Giannis? I mean, yeah, if the Bucks want to trade him, but so far they don't want to do that. So, I mean, if a player's available, I mean, sure. I mean, I think enlarge this out. Do you think that the Hawks, with their front office here settled now, are going to, over the next few days before the draft, are they going to be picking up the phones talking about star player, star free agency, and willing to trade assets, including these draft picks, future draft picks, and current players to land a star player to go with Trae Young, or are they going to be content to stay where they're at and just draft?
Nah, you got to make a big move because you can't stand pat. If you stand pat, you're going to get the same results you've been getting the past two to three years. So either you got to trade up and get in the top three, maybe top five of the draft, or you got to take those two picks you got and maybe a player or two, and you got to swing big. You can't stand pat, though. Not at all.
Okay. What else you got?
Hey, and I wanted to say the last thing, as far as with this Braves back, I'm a heartbroken Braves fan. I'm the part of the fan club that was 14 division titles with only one World Series to show for it. As far as the Braves being back, let's slow down. Let's get through the dog days of August. So re-ask this question at the end of August, beginning of September, and we'll know exactly where the Braves at. Hey, thank you, John.
All right, Chief, 404-726-0929. People in my mentions last night, the Braves are back, we're back, we're back. Are we back? I think in some regards, yeah, it's possible we're back to this degree. I think this is the best the Braves have looked all year. Last night was, I think, the most complete game they played from beginning to end, from the first pitch to the final out. So at least they're playing good ball. Corey's with us. Corey, welcome to the program, 404-726-0929. Hey, Corey.
Hey, how you doing, John?
I'm doing good. Thanks, man.
Okay, I'm like the other caller. I agree with him a lot. If you trade those picks and trade a player or two for, like, Jalen Williams out to Oklahoma City Thunder, they're still young, or trade them for a superstar, because if we stand pack, we've been standing pack, and we've been in the play-in and didn't even make the playoffs. So we got to do something. And as far as the Braves goes, give us time.
All right, stop. If you're going to throw another rule. If you're going to throw multiple things at me, that's fine, but let me hit the first thing first so we don't,
okay.
I don't lose track. So let's go back to this. Broadly, okay, the Indiana Pacers, they made a big bold move in getting Patrick Siakam, right? And it's paid off for them. They may lose tonight and not eventually win the NBA title, but they made it. Of course, they're at home, so they could force Game 7. Who knows? They could win it. And I don't know if Halliburton's going tonight or not because of that calf. We'll find out. But either way, Indiana made the NBA Finals at the very least, made it to Game 6 of the NBA Finals at the worst. This is a team in Indiana that won 50 games this year. 5-0, not 60, 50. And they made it to the NBA Finals. Now, they got hot at the right time, sort of like the Hawks did back with the Trey year when we went up against Giannis. But this is a Hawks team where I think it's fair to say, let's just look at it largely, Corey. This Hawks starting lineup last year was younger. This is an amazing stat, strange but true. The Hawks starting lineup last year was younger than the starting lineup of the Auburn War Eagles.
Oh.
How about that?
Wow, that is Auburn.
Auburn's starting lineup was older than the Atlanta Hawks. That's how young the Hawks are, okay? Now, you look at this and you think, okay, year two of Zach, you saw how he grew in the second half of the season. Year two of Dyson being in the program. You saw the growth of Onyeka Okongwu. You saw the growth of Trey Young. You saw a bench grow and get better after they made the moves to bring in the guys like Caris LeVert and Niang and Mann. And now you're going to get Jalen Johnson back into the mix. Do you have every reason to believe, again, Indiana won 50 games? Is that team, as it's constructed, with a couple of draft picks, capable of winning 50 games?
Yeah, I do, John. I mean, you done changed my mind. You done convinced me that I like the team we got. We are younger. I didn't know we were that young, though.
Yeah, that's how young we were. Well, you had a teenager starting for you. Let's start with that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Richard said he is only 19. So, yeah, I like that idea. That sounds good, but we still got to get something in here because Atlanta's been having a hard time getting some big time superstars that want to come play. So we got to do something to wake up the city.
Well, and again, I'm not saying I'm not making the case for or against. I'm just stating what, you know, everybody kind of look at this, what you think they might do, because I still don't know why Landry Fields was fired.
I don't know either. I liked him. I mean, he seemed like he had us going in a good direction. He really did.
You know, I mean, I understand that the wrestler Gertz group is like, hey, listen, we haven't won anything here. All right, I appreciate this. He's got something going on. Yeah, can we lose the phone there? He's got some kind of feedback there. You know, I understand. Look, you haven't gotten past this point here. You're not moving forward with this team. I understand that thought. You know, I mean, still sub 500. But at the same time, you know, you're kind of putting the pieces together because it appears now that they finally have the pieces. Again, the 22nd pick this year is the final kind of hurrah of the second DeJounte Murray trade. And in toto, the trade for DeJounte, where you gave up a ton to San Antonio, and the trade of DeJounte, where you got back a bunch from New Orleans, that trade, I think, with this 22nd pick, and of course, if it turns out to be the 22nd pick is a pretty good player, then, you know, and a pretty good bench piece for you, then I think in total, Landry Fields can say he won the DeJounte Murray trades. He can actually say that. I think he can make a case. Dyson Daniels, you know, who's better? Dyson Daniels, DeJounte Murray. You know, one of the reasons you went and got DeJounte Murray, let's not forget, was so that you would have a defender playing alongside Trae Young. Trae Young can't play no defense. Let's go get somebody that can play alongside him. And, of course, he couldn't play alongside him because DeJounte and Trae were essentially the same guy. And the whole concept of putting those two together in the backcourt didn't work because they were both ball-dominant point guards who wanted to shoot threes and penetrate and kick. And that's they were kind of the same guy. And so it didn't work. But Dyson did work. And became, I don't know how, he wasn't defensive player of the year, but that's a different story. He was first team all defense, but finished second. I don't understand that one, but okay, whatever. And then you got a guy who probably should have been right there, rookie of the year. You can make an argument, finished second in that. This team, and then you have a burgeoning superstar in Jalen Johnson. And you saw quite a bit of growth from Onyeka Okongwu. And if you go into this draft at 13-22, and I don't know who's going to be available. I can't scout these guys because there's so many foreign players now that I don't know if the foreign players are good. You assume they are. I mean, Reese's Hay turned out to be pretty good, you know, I mean, for us. So when you're drafting foreign players, I have to just go, okay, your scouts know what they're doing. So I see some people saying, well, we got to go get this Maxime Duo or whatever, some guy from France. I'm like, okay, if you say so, I'll trust that he's going to be a pretty good player. I'm just guessing here, okay? But I do know the American players a little bit. So if you told me you were getting an Asa Newell at 13 or a Danny Wolf from Michigan, or you were getting Asa Newell or somebody like that and Ryan Kalkbrenner from Creighton at 22, I would say, okay, you know what? That works. Asa Newell's kind of a Jalen Johnson. Kalkbrenner's 7'1", can block shots, rebound, has really good, can shoot threes. He's the kind of guy at 22. I'd be going, okay, yeah, bring that guy in. So we'll see what they do in the draft. 404-726-0929. Quick break here. And Caleb, Reggie, and Jamal, if you're hanging on, this much I'll tell you, okay? On the shows that I host, Caleb, Reggie, and Jamal, I guarantee you will make it on the air. You might have to be a little patient because you can see that we do, this is a conversation that we have. If you want to do a drive-by, you can, but I want to have conversations with you. On Sports Radio 90, Time of the Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
John Fricke in for Andy and Randy today. A&R back tomorrow, 10 to 2. Talking to you, the show that I do is an old school talk show. You and I chat, and if you're hanging on, I guarantee you'll make it on the air. You are my guest. We can disagree, by the way. It's fine. Just don't be disagreeable. I mean, you want to talk about your team, that's fine. Occasionally, I'll get, like on the weekends or something, I'll get some dude, you know, who's like a bitter New York fan or a bitter Chicago fan. You know, because bitter, you know, I would say bitter swamper, but they don't usually call in on the weekends because they don't have privileges. But that's another story. The fact is that yeah, occasionally you get a bitter one. And when they're bitter, it's like, dude, don't be bitter. I mean, I can't help it if you've lived up there. That's your fault. I mean, you know, I mean, don't live up there. Caleb is with us here talking Braves, talking Hawks. And if you want to talk football or soccer or whatever, you're welcome to do it. Hey, Caleb.
Hey, how you doing? I was just going back to the Hawks. I kind of agree with most of your points that I do like the current team we have about around Dyson Daniels and Zach Risachet. But I've always felt, since we've had Trae Young, that we just need some sort of center that can just score points. I don't think we've ever had a good two-man game with Trae Young and a center. And now Jalen Johnson played that role pretty good. Onyeka Okongwu, when he's on, does a great job. But Clint Capella has always had stone hands. So seeing him kind of walk out the door doesn't really break my heart. And I'd like to say the Braves are 100% back. You old heads might want to pump the brakes, believe they're going to choke. We're not New York, okay? We got one piece of the puzzle. We're going to take care of the Mets. We got to go handle Philadelphia, take care of our pitching staff, get healthy. But once Profar comes back, I mean, we got too many riches. Verdugo's getting hot. Eli White's not bad. Kid steals bases. I mean, heck, we're going to just have to figure out what to do with these guys. Almost too many riches. Obviously, AA's been paying too much money, but I trust
Well, we haven't seen, you know, the whole Pedfar thing, we haven't seen him yet, obviously. I mean, well, for four games.
I don't disagree with that at all, but
The other part of that is, you know, did he just have a career year last year because he was Pedfar? I mean, when he's not doing it, is he just a dude? I have no idea.
You might be right, but
well, I don't know. I mean, he tests negative all the time. Then we pay him $42 million, and he goes from Profar to Pedfar. And if you want to know why, you want to know why I call him Pedfar, spell it out in your head. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. And then he can't play in the playoffs. So you can't just let Verdugo rot on the bench.
That's the worst part. So it is a predicament. I'll sit here and I will 100% agree. But where we at, just absolutely needing to win games at this point in the season, isn't it nice to have, I guess, just an extra body? Even if, I guess, it could cause trouble down the line.
No, I'm not arguing. No, I think it's fine. I mean, you know, as long as you're comfortable, you know, with Nick Allen at short, you know, I mean, he makes some nice defensive plays.
As long as he's not handing extra PEDs out to the team, I think it'd be good.
Yeah, you got to figure out, you know, how do you fix the bullpen a little bit? You know, what, you know, Strider tonight, you know, is he going to round into form? I think we all hope and believe that he will. And he'll get more consistent.
I really trust the starting rotation. I wonder sometimes, though, if the bullpen is just one that strings it together when we need it, because it's felt real low last few months watching the bullpen trot out there and blow games. But this last week or two, they've looked completely different. And I just remember the 21 season. I hated Will Smith. I'll be open. I was a trash talker, you'd say, and talk about being proved wrong in the playoffs between him and Matzik and all those guys back Wednesday. And that's totally a different team, different bullpen. But sometimes I just wonder if the bullpen has that kind of come-togetherness it takes late in the season.
Yeah, well, they don't have a night shift. I mean, we have no idea what 7-8-9 is. I mean, it doesn't exist right now. So they got to figure that part out. But Alex has had yes, absolutely. Maybe, well, remember, they rebuilt the whole – yeah, that Will Smith was Chris Martin. Will Smith, all three of them came in, right? 7-8-9,
right.
And they just plugged them in and they went. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, they'll be moves into that bullpen. Absolutely. There have been. There've been a couple here lately. I mean, so they're you know, notwithstanding the fact that the whole Kimbrel thing, which I still don't understand why they did what they did, Yeah, I mean, there have been moves lately. I mean, they've moved up from a couple of guys, right? I mean, so we'll see. It's like they're trotting guys out doing, you know, let's go out here and audition for jobs.
They're doing on-the-job training in the 8th
Yeah,
and
auditions, which is not where you want to be at this point in the season when you're trying to chase these teams down, especially not in this stretch. So a lot of it's going to be dependent upon – this is one of the reasons you're seeing suddenly pitchers go, you know, nine-inning games. And then Sale could have gone nine last night, obviously. But you need to have Iglesias get his head screwed on right, Because if you don't have the guy that can come in and close things out, then the rest of it, the setup guys don't know, they don't even matter if you can't get a guy who can close a win out.
Definitely. And you felt that. I mean, hell, when Sale came out in the ninth inning, I don't want to say I was holding my breath, but
there's one out to go and you're up by five, and you're like, don't blow it.
Yeah. I didn't turn the TV off is what I'm saying.
Man, the two pitches and gone. Okay, good. All right, bye. Wow. Thanks, Caleb. Do appreciate.
Hey, John.
Let's go to... Yeah,
John, before you move on, in fairness to Raisel Iglesias, he has been very, very good in his last four appearances. In fairness. I mean, he is only one hit allowed, and he's got four strikeouts in his last four appearances. I'll take that every single day of the week. I mean, he came out and he was at one pitch.
All right, so you're convinced he's back? And
No. Hold on.
No. Okay, that's all I was asking.
I said he is.
Well, then don't even. I'm not either. So, okay. In fairness to what? In fairness to the fact that I don't believe he's necessarily, but he's still got a lot to prove. Okay, that's the.
I think that this team needs closers. Closer. I think this team needs bullpen reinforcement. But Raisel Iglesias is going to be a continued part of this team, an important part of this team. And if he can pitch like he did last night,
he's going to be an important part of this team as long as he pitches like he has over the last four. If he doesn't, then he's not going to be part of the team at all. This guy has not sold me over the course of time. I still have serious questions about him. Then again, we have not had the Braves have not had, in my opinion, they've had stretches where they've had good closing, but since Kimbrel, they haven't had, at the height of Kimbrel, which is now, gosh, probably pushing a decade, they haven't had a closer that I trusted, emphatically. You know, I mean, it just I haven't. So, there have been stretches where they had closers who were doing well, but... I didn't trust Will Smith all that much. I mean, my faith in Raisel Iglesias is limited to his last outing. And he has been better, but couldn't have been much worse for a while. Reggie. Hey, Reggie. Welcome to the show.
John, thank you very much for taking my call. Thoroughly enjoy your show. I have an issue with the Hawks. The previous caller, he hit the nail right on the head. Don't get me wrong. I am an avid Hawks fan. What the Hawks need, which they never get, is what they need, and that is a center and a power forward. We're not talking about the draft. We're talking about now that the Hawks have purchasing power, get what you need. For the history of the Hawks, they never got what they need. In this instance, the Hawks have a very good nucleus. All the players that they have, they could use. So get what you need. One is a center for Capella, and he can still stay, and get yourself a two-way power forward, 6'9", 6'10". Arishishe, a very good guard, where I would put him alongside a Trey. The Hawks have a very good nucleus and a very good team. But the Hawks have issues with getting what they need. Tell me what you think.
Who are you willing to part with? Would you be willing to part with Arishishe? Jalen Johnson in order to get that?
No, you don't have to. No, that's everybody's talking about trade. The Hawks have capital. They can purchase a center and a power forward. They got the draft coming up.
But you have to trade for them. I mean, John,
come on. You've been in the business long enough. They don't have to trade for them. The little assets that they do have, they may be able to do something with that. But right now, the Hawks...
I don't think there's going to be anybody. The point is, I don't think there's going to be anybody in free agency worth a damn.
How many teams are in the NBA?
Roughly. 30?
How many teams? 30 teams. 30? So out of 30 teams, the Hawks need a premier center, but a very good center, and a power forward.
So yeah, neither of which is going to be available in free agency. But the only way you're going to get that is through a trade. Correct?
No, not necessarily.
How do you get somebody that isn't in a trade? There's not going to be anybody in free agency. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to make them in a lab? What are you going to do?
Is there anybody in free agency right now?
No. There's not going to be anybody that can help you in that regard. I mean, there'll be players in free agency, but there'll be second-tier players. I mean, the NBA free agency is a joke. It's not like you're going to have Kevin Durant or Giannis or anybody of note in free agency. That's not the way. No. The only time free agents of that stature become available is when they choose to and want to go to another team. When LeBron says, I'm going to become a free agent and I'm going to go to Miami, or I'm going to become a free agent and I'm going to go to L.A. You know, but other than that, NBA free agency doesn't, it's not like there's a free agent that everybody's bidding on. It's not like the NFL.
So if you're going in the draft, or if you're looking for a second-tier player, the two positions, again, with the Hawks, is center and power forward. Everything else that the Hawks have, we're usable. Richardson can move to the guard. You got, what's his name, Bumpkin, the other guard that's been hurt? He can play, okay? Okongwu is a power forward. You have what is the guy that came from Indiana to Cleveland to the Hawks and did a very good job for the Hawks that comes off the bench? He's excellent. So you have a second team that's fit. Let me put it this way. Right now, they have one of the better second units in the NBA.
Of course, you know, Terrence Mann, you know, is available, obviously. Because he's expiring, so is Capella, so they're not going to be on the team at the moment. They're just on the team at the moment. They're not going to bring Clint back. That's why I'm wondering what's going to happen in this offseason. I mean, it's going to be – do you think they're going to make a big trade? Look, guys, if you want the team – and I appreciate it, Reggie – if you want this club to make that big, gigantic move, and I'm not just talking about – I know some people are like, Miles Turner, really? You know, but I'm talking about that Kevin Durant, you know, superstar kind of move where you're going to go out and get a – not that it's going to be KD, but if you want to make – you're trading Jalen Johnson, Zachary Risache, and multiple number ones to get him. Okay? Just understand what you're parting with. I'm okay with it. For Giannis, I'd do it. For KD, he wants to come here anyway. So just keep that all in mind. The free agency in the NBA it doesn't really exist. It's bench stuff. On Sports Radio 92 on the game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I'm so old, I remember when this was a hit. Yeah, I do. Song's, what, 1970 maybe? I mean, Jimmy was great. Come on. Midday show. John Fricke in for Andy and Randy. The fellas are back tomorrow, 10 to 2, taking it to 2 o'clock. Guys, I would love to be able to just, you know, go into a 3D printer and make a dude that would fit. The NBA is different, okay? It's really done through trades. And even then, with trades, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work. Remember, let me take you the way back machine to the most, you know, historic trade, you know, maybe in NBA history, only because the Dallas Mavericks traded Luka Doncic to the LA Lakers. And everybody went, what? I was actually doing a show when that trade broke, and I was like, what? That we all thought it was a joke. Oh, my God. The Lakers got Doncic to go with LeBron. This is not fair. Wait. Caleb Johnson told me that he didn't think it was going to work. And I was like, guess what? And he was right. Because, Garrett, did the Lakers win win the title with Doncic and LeBron?
They didn't win a series, John.
Oh, they didn't win a series. Sometimes it doesn't work. But I tell you what they did win. They won by being sold for $10 billion, $10 billion, which, if you put it into perspective, it sounds like an awful lot of money. But then you realize there are companies out there that are worth $3.5 to $4 trillion. Apple looks at $10 billion and goes, "That was yesterday." You know, Elon paid $44 billion for a website. Let's go to Jamal. Look, I'm with Reggie. I would love to see a big here, but maybe you can get the big in the draft. Danny Wolf, Ryan Kalkbrenner, those guys I know. I know there's other players, but they're probably Euros who I don't know about. All right. Wait a second. Who did I just invite into the show? Jamal. Jamal. Hey, Jamal.
What's up, John? How you doing, buddy?
Good.
So I'm going back to these Braves, man. Really, today will be the determining factor to realize to see, are they back? Because Spence is going, I don't trust him at all right now. I mean, come on, you can go out there and beat the Rockies. He still ain't beat nobody. So we'll see tonight. And Iglesias, he's been trash since he was with the Reds. I never liked him anyway, but that's all I got to say.
Well, yeah, the Braves are back. I need a lot more to see that the Braves are back too. I mean, notwithstanding the fact that obviously they're still well under 500. I want to see them go to New York and do this next week.
Right.
And then I want to see them do it against the Phillies. Because this is that 13. Now you're 2-0 in the 13 game stretch. 13 straight games against division foes. You know, this is game three tonight with Strider on the mound against the Mets. Then you're going to play the Marlins for three in Miami. Then you're going to New York for four, and then you come home to face Philadelphia for three games. I said at the beginning, if you can go 8-5 and you know, be on the plus side of the 500 against the Mets and the Phillies, okay, that's going to put you in a decent spot. If you can be better than that, now that you're off to a 2-0 jump here in the next nine games, if you can suddenly go 9-4, 10-3, okay, then by the time the 13-game stretch runs out and you're back to 500 baseball and head towards the All-Star break, okay, you know. But I got to see a lot more than just, even though it was an impressive win, and I think the best game they played all year last night, I got to see more than that. Jamal? Guess I lost Jamal. Yeah, I just got to see a little bit more than that. I want to be, there's no question that this team has talent. We all understand that. At the moment, I think they have two guys that will make the All-Star team. I think Acuna's a lock and Sale's a lock. Will they have more than that? It's possible. I mean, they could get a third in there. they could get Schwellenbach could get in there, or look, you know, Matt Olson could get in there if he goes on a tear here. I mean, Matt Olson, oddly, you know, for all the stuff, he's on a 35 home run, 100 RBI pace for the year, which is not, I know, it's not the 54 of a couple of years ago, but we're in a kind of a dead baseball era. So 35-100 is not great, but it's also not nothing. It's not horrid. Jason's with us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, man. What up?
So, Atlanta fans amaze me with their interpretation. Going back to the Hawks, we don't need a power forward. Jalen Johnson, my argument, was playing as one of the best power forwards in the NBA before he got injured last year. And we saw a definite rise from his previous years. In my opinion, we're not talking about the team needs this, the team needs that, if we cut the turnovers out from last year.
Yeah, they're starting five. I think with a healthy and growing Jalen, to go with a year two Zach, a year two in the system Dyson, a continuing trade, I think they undersell the continuing maturation of Trae Young, the growth of Onyeka Okongwu. That's a starting five that if it stays healthy, plays together all year, I don't think it's wrong to say they're a top 10 starting five in the NBA.
For sure, and then they get a center that can compete against some of those big top five, the big centers of the NBA that bully us in the paint. All we're missing is somebody that can play with Trae. Trae will make somebody decent, just like he has Okongwu. Okongwu's a good player, but Trae makes him look that much better. We just need somebody to be able to defend big guys, and we haven't had that since Horford left and, you know, Paul Millsaps. I want to go to the Braves real quick before somebody else gets the opportunity, but the Braves aren't back. We beat the Mets twice. They've scored five runs each game. I'm not going to say we got lucky. We did what Braves are supposed to do. We won the first game. Ronald made a great catch. Soto had a mental mistake. Sale pitched an amazing game. We can't expect that out of Sale every outing that he has. We see how much we don't trust bullpen. We let Sale pitch 116 pitches last night. And I agree with you when you said we don't know who the bullpen is. We don't have a night shift right now. And Alex would look great if he had Santos and all these other guys come in, and, man, they turn out to be great, and we're back, and we have a great bullpen. Unfortunately for us, Hernandez and Santos and everybody else, they haven't panned out. So we got to figure out something to back up our starting pitchers who, oddly, guys have stepped up. Schauver wasn't supposed to be here this year, but came in, pitched amazing. You know, Grant Holmes, he had a great first year. We're lucky that he's having a decent second year for a guy that's been in the minors for almost 10 years or more. So, for me, the Braves aren't back. Ozzie and Michael are swinging at every pitch outside of the zone, and they're, like, watching every single pitch. I need to see more. I need to see our guys compete. Do I expect everybody to hit 250 or above? No, but we have to be a better team.
I can't argue with anything you just said there. It would be nice. I think that Alex Anthopoulos, look, is going to be in the market, and the question became, you know, would you be a buyer or a seller, you know, post the All-Star break? And, you know, at the moment, if they continue to play well, I think they may be buyers, which puts them in the market of another starter. At least one, if not two. The reason being is that I think you could have help in the bullpen. You've gotten starters from guys, and of course AJ Smith-Shawver got hurt, but you know you had really good starts from him. You got really good starts, obviously, from Bryce Elder, from Grant Holmes. You mentioned Holmes is a guy I would like to see go to the pen. because I think that Grant Holmes could be part of the of. And Garrett just said, we didn't forget night shift. We don't have a day shift. He's right. We don't have a weekend shift. So we don't have a graveyard. Well, graveyard shift we might actually have. You know what? That's why I just hit on it. I know what I'm going to call him. The graveyard shift. I got a new nickname. Me and my nicknames.
There's a new t-shirt, yeah.
Because right now it's the graveyard shift. Thank you, Garrett. You just led me to the new nickname. The graveyard shift, because that's what they are, death. All right, so anyway, I would love to see Grant Holmes be part of that, because I think he would be a candidate. He could be out there and be in the pen, be long relief. He could be spot starter for you, or he could potentially be part of a 7-8-9 rotation. I think he's got multiple abilities in him to be a really key aspect of your team. I don't want to ask him to be the fourth starter. And the reason I don't want to ask him to be the fourth starter isn't that he's capable of it. I think it's because if he has, he could offer so much more than just being a fourth starter.
Right. And before we go, guys, I'll say this. I believe the Braves are back when I start seeing competitive at-bats. And it's not even in key moments. I just want to start seeing competitive at-bats where we're not swinging completely off the plate, where guys are actually looking to be competitive in their at-bat.
Yeah, well, I have to see more too. So, but I appreciate the fact that, you know, it looks like they have started to look over the last week like, you know, the Braves again. Okay, they're starting to look at. And I understand the excitement over the potential of what they could do. I'm with you. I get it. 404-726-0929. Let's go to, where are we going? Terry or Tony? I'm sorry, say that again?
Hey, we're going to go to Tony.
Tony, what is up?
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
I want to start with the Hawks, the Braves, and the Falcons. Hawks, hey, we can't win without an internal defender. The other guy was right. The last good internal defender we had was Millsap and Horford. We had 60 wins. This year, I counted one game. We gave up 12 layups. I know shooting for three is 40%. Layup is 99%. You can't win giving up 12 layups. The people in the finals, they have internal defenders. Thunder said, wow, we got all this great talent, but we need somebody who can defend. They're going to get Hardenstein. Yeah, it makes sense. You can't win without an internal defender. I don't know if you're going to trade for him. I don't know if you're going to draft him. However you do it, I don't really care. Just get an internal defender in here. Hawks will be better. Other than that, you already know what you're going to get. Yeah, with Jalen Johnson is good, and Trey and all that. It's good, but, man, come on. Them guys can't stop a layup. Well, I'll leave that alone. And now to the Braves. The Braves have too many mediocre players. Okay, you got Blewett and Bummer. And Ozzie Albo's been swinging out of sweet strike zone since he got here in 2017. That's not going to change. You're not going to get no discipline out of Ozzie Albo. You know, you got what you got. The Braves are mediocre. They're going to be maybe a couple of games over 500. Last is the Falcons. Thankfully, we get somebody that's turning that thing around. So we'll be 11-6 this year minimum, and we're going to the Super Bowl next year. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, of course, Blewett is, gone. But anyway, the bullpen's got to be reimagined. But we've seen this before from Alex Anthopoulos. He had a situation with injuries to the outfield, most notably, of course, Ronald Acuna first time around, where at the trade deadline, he reimagined the entire outfield into Jock, Rosario, and Soler, and all they did was MVP, 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 pearls, and everything else to lead you to a World Series. He had to reimagine an entire bullpen at the trade deadline, and that bullpen became the night shift. And so he's done it before. He's going to have to work AA Magic again. It's going to have to be done largely in the pitching staff, especially that bullpen again, where he's going to have to reimagine it. Really could use Spencer Strider to begin to show again tonight that he is kind of back on his game. And so, I think there's reasons to be, for the first time this year, I think it's fair to say that it's reasons to be a little bit optimistic. Now, let's see what they build on over the next 11 games in this run against the NL East. Maybe that continues tonight. 404-726-0929, Old School Talk Show with John Fricke in for the midday shift. Andy and Randy back tomorrow, taking it to 2 o'clock on Sports Radio 90, Time of the Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.